Time to visit with Cindy Henricks, the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
How have you been doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
We're doing great, yes. You know, we have hours at the Civic Center, and the library are open to the public so they can just walk in the door. And so I love seeing all those happy, smiling faces and all our customers, so that's wonderful. And we are, and the doors are open for the public to walk in on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. And so, you know, the other hours that we're open, we can, you know, let people in the doors. They just have to call us, and we let them in for some 15 minutes of browsing and some computer time and things and stuff. So keep that in mind if those times that the doors are open, they don't work for you. We can do some by appointment times and things like that as well. And you just have to call us at 289-1681 to arrange all those things, because that's what we're here for, is to help our customers. And, mm-hmm. and we love just seeing people. You know, I guess, I didn't really think I was a people person, but maybe I'm a people person.
You are a people person, Cindy.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, some restrictions are being lifted at COVID. Does that affect the library anyhow?
Not really. I mean, right now, the hours that we're open is kind of set by the building itself and stuff. And so I guess we'll have to wait until the city changes some of those things in order for us to be open more. And so far, that hasn't happened. But, you know, keep listening, watching, because, you know, everything during COVID is subject to change. Everything.
Yep.
So what I tell you today, tomorrow could be different.
Yep, that's the way it's been all year.
And that is the truth, you know. And that's why always just call us, and we are always happy to answer any questions and things like that. Mm-hmm. Because who knows, maybe it will open more.
Yep.
Because you're right, there's certainly a lot of changes that occurred starting Monday, which is super exciting to see.
Yep.
And hopefully people are getting vaccinated and all sorts of different things like that as well, so that we can get this under control and everyone is safe and everything again.
Correct. Well, tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library.
Well, we've got Steve Stairrud here today from 1 to 3 p.m. And so if you're interested, keep that in mind. You know, Steve Stairrud comes to the Appleton Library a couple of times a month. It's usually the first and third Tuesday of each month from 1 to 3. And it's great if you make an appointment so that we know, you know, and we can expect you to be here for him. Or if that doesn't work for you, just, you know, make sure that you are here within that time frame, because he's so good at helping people with their tech and their computer questions and their cell phones and their iPads and all the other electronic devices that people have. And it's a great opportunity for a lot of people. Keep those things in mind. We also have our book club that is going to meet on March 29th at 5 p.m. And we are meeting in person. So I guess that's one change, a big change that's been made for us, is we can now meet in person. So our book club pick is The Firefly Lane by Kristen Hanna. And if you are interested in joining us or would like a book, just give us a call at 289-1681 and we'll take care of that for you. So that's, I guess, a nice, exciting thing. We've been having a lot of different take and makes for people to do for children and teens. We've got a really exciting one for age 10 and up. That is, you make a 3D color puzzle. I'm telling you, they are the coolest things ever.
A 3D?
I think, you know, I've talked to Jordan. I think adults would like these things. Yes, you color it, and then you assemble it, and it's a three-dimensional puzzle.
Wow.
I know, it's really cool. So if you're interested in that, that is something that we also have released this week. And so we have all sorts of exciting things. I mean, we sold out of all of our DIY spa and U kits for adults. We went through 20-some of them, I think. You know, our take and makes have been pretty popular, and I'm really kind of proud about it. We have a lot of people that are looking for things to do. And so we still are offering a lot of things for adults, for teens, for kids. And make sure to check our Facebook pages or just call us and say, hey, do you have something coming up, and when is it going to be released? Because we're always happy to help people with all those things. We do not like hands that are sitting still, I guess, Paul.
Yeah, you're always busy.
So we're constantly thinking of new and exciting things that we can offer our public.
Right. All right. Should we move into what are people reading?
Yes. A lot of new books are out, which is exciting. You know, we're seeing some things now being released in March when we know April and October are usually the really big months with a lot of new releases. Daniel Steele has a new book out, which is called The Affair. It's a French author's extramarital relationship affects various members of his wife's family. C.J. Box is on his the 21st book in the Joe Pickett series. So if you're reading that, there's a new one that's out. Life After Death by Sister Sulja. It's a sequel to The Coldest Winter Ever. So if you're looking for, there's a lot of sequels that are coming out. The Lost Apothecary by Sarah Penner. It's an aspiring historian in London finds a clue that might put to rest unsolved apothecary murders from 200 years ago. Kind of interesting. It looks like a really interesting book. Also, What's Mine and Yours by Naima Coster is the integration, of a North Carolina school ties together a pair of seemingly unconnected families for two decades. Also new in nonfiction, we've got a new book out called Hunt, Gather, and Parent, Michaeline Duclef. It's a look at different approaches to rearing children from various parts of the planet. So lots of interesting things, and if you've got a favorite author, just give us a call or stop in and visit with us, and we'll let you know when that book is coming out or put you down for it as soon as it is out.
Okay. Cindy, why don't you tell us your hours again and where you're located?
Well, you know, keep in mind that the library hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 2. But the library is physically open, where the doors are open and you can walk in Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 to 12 noon, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 7 p.m., and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Otherwise, you can arrange things by appointment. Give us a call when you're outside. You know, make an appointment to come in. All those things, because we can meet you at the door and do curbside pickup. We can let you in the door so you can come in and do some browsing. All those different things that we're here for.
Okay. All right, real good, Cindy. Thanks for the chat today, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Have a great week.
Yep, that's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.